Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court orders the New York governor and the defendants to respond to our petition to the High Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's unbelievable that we're still fighting on behalf of healthcare workers, in particular here in New York, who did not take the shot. They decided not to because they were associated with aborted fetal cells. And then they got kicked to the curb as a result. And then, you know, Governor Hochul, she went into the church and decided everyone to worship her and all this nonsense.
She actually did say that,
yes,
believe it or not.
Yes.
It's not hyperbole.
No, it's unbelievable. You must worship me and all this. But yet she wants to control these people in her state,
yeah, she
who have their own religious
pastors,
beliefs.
And it was
yes.
an incredible statement that she made.
Yes.
So all of this began in 2020, but the mandates began in 2021, and they began with the Biden administration in July with the healthcare workers, federal healthcare workers, and then August of 2021 on military, and it spread. And so Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, she and her colleagues ended up mandating that all the healthcare workers in New York have the COVID shot, the mRNA experimental shot, that all of which were associated in some way during their development phase with aborted fetal cells. So we had healthcare workers who had gone through 2020 and 2021 without the shots because they weren't available until December of 2020. That was Pfizer. Some of them had COVID, so they already had the antibodies, but many of them had also seen people that had received the shots and the consequences thereof that caused by those shots, including injury and even death. And they had religious-based convictions that they didn't want to get the shots. These were the healthcare heroes that were literally going to the front lines for months and months and months without knowing what was happening, without knowing all the information about COVID. And now they're told, to keep your job, you need to get 100% vaxxed, quote unquote, of all your employees in the healthcare industry.
But of course, Biden administration was pushing these shots because of money.
Yeah, and they wanted
so
to
that
remember,
changed their tune.
If you go back to how these mandates started, Biden, before the 4th of July of 2021, had a goal to get a certain percentage of people in the country vaxxed. And he said, if we get to that percentage, we can go out and enjoy the 4th of July Independence Day.
They can enjoy the revenue like Fauci and all those that they were getting because of that.
Well, you know, thank you very much, Joe, but, you know, we were enjoying life
yes.
in Florida because we were free and open.
And we didn't do masks. We didn't isolate and all that nonsense.
And the social distancing was nonsense. But anyway, Hochul comes up with this mandate, and she mandates all the healthcare workers get the COVID shot.
You know, she reminds me a lot of Governor Mills in Maine. They're kind of similar.
Maine did the same thing.
They
and so they're mirror industries of their thinking. So in New York, what she said was every healthcare employer needs to get all of their employees with the COVID shot 100% compliant. And if you even consider or entertain a religious accommodation request, no matter if the person is working remote, you will be fined daily and you will lose your license to operate. So this was a clear violation of Title VII because Title VII prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion. And so if you have a policy that impacts your religious beliefs, as in this case, and it conflicts with them, you advise the employer, I don't want to get the COVID shot. Here's an alternative option for you to consider to accommodate me. The employer must consider how that accommodation can be done and must do the accommodation if it's possible.
But they were given medical accommodations, weren't they?
They were given medical accommodations. So if you had a medical reason, you could opt out, but not for religion. So they targeted religion, and they said no religious exemptions at all. And if you grant one to even one person in your employment, then that employer will be fined daily and lose their license to operate. Well, that literally undermines the federal law Title VII. And if you have a federal law like Title VII that gives you a certain right, like non-discrimination in the workplace on account of religion. That's the floor. The state can give you more rights than what the federal law does. But what it can't do is take away rights that are granted either by the Constitution or federal law.
And granted, this is an experimental shot. It didn't go through the proper testing. It was quickly pushed out. So you cannot mandate an experimental shot like this anyway.
No, and so they forced this in absolute opposition to federal law. Because here's the employers, they have to abide by federal law, Title VII. But now they're told by the state of New York, if you abide by the federal law, we will punish you. We will shut you down. And so you have a state law that's taken away rights that are already granted by the federal law. Maine did the same thing. There's a lot of other court of appeals decisions where some states outside or before COVID on other issues have passed laws, like, for example, Florida passed a law regarding disability with regards to who could ride certain rides. And one of the entertainment industries in Central Florida said, I have to abide by the Florida law. Well, that conflicted with the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act. And so it went to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals said, no, doesn't matter what Florida law says. It can't take away rights that are granted by the federal law, in this case, the ADA. And so that entertainment complex in Central Florida lost that case. And that's typical. You can't have a federal law that grants you a right. You can't have a First Amendment or a constitutional protection that grants you a right. And the state comes along and says, no, we're taking it away. The state can give you more rights. It can't take away rights and make them less. Mm. And so now this case is before the United States Supreme Court. Pray for the case. It's Doe's 1-3 versus Hochul. We represent healthcare workers. And Governor Hochul, just like normal, she refused to respond to our petition, as well as the other defendants. They all gave up their right to respond, thinking it would just go away. Mm-hmm. And now the Supreme Court clerk said, the justices have ordered that they must respond to our petition. So we will get a response in the next few weeks. We'll file our reply. And then in the fall of this year, we'll hear from the U.S. Supreme Court. So pray for the case. Here's an interesting situation. One of our clients, we'll call him John. It's an anonymous person. We're not giving the name, but we'll call him John. He runs a 15-bed faith-based senior living center in New York, and he's done it for 50 years. For 50 years, the center's employees have lived out their faith by serving elderly patients in their twilight years. Faith is the entire reason for both the patients and the employees choosing to live and work in this facility.
But, so he has like a ministry there, yeah. Sounds like.
And Hochul says, you need to have all your employees get the COVID shot. Well, John, this place is a great place to work, has always accommodated his employees. Now he comes to the first time in 50 years and has to tell his employees, you have to get the shot. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't all get the shot, we will be shut down. This is a 50-year operation working with elderly. And this is the kind of abuse that Governor Hochul has imposed on these people. And there's a lot of different stories that we can talk about. But she refuses to obey clear federal law and the courts.
She's a tyrant. That's all it is.
Well, the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th Circuit Courts of Appeal have all ruled that state laws must yield to federal laws regarding discrimination requirements. But Hochul is ignoring all of that. And so we are appealing this case from the 1st Circuit, which is an outlier. It went the other way for both New York and then also the court out of Maine as well did the same thing. So we have the precedent on our side. There's a clear conflict now among the circuits. The vast majority of the 12 circuit courts of appeal have sided with something that's pretty logical.
Yeah, and we really need to pray the high court will take this because they've been kind of standoffish as far as any of these COVID cases.
Yeah, we had some really good success in 2020, 2021 at the U.S. Supreme Court. We won 5-4 and then 6-3. But after that, it seems as though they've said, oh, we've had enough of these, and they haven't been taking these cases. Now, many of those, granted, are cases where the mandate may no longer be in existence, and so they're arguing that it's moot, and so the Supreme Court doesn't want to get involved. But this case is not moot because They have a Title VII claim, and they have damages. Continue to pray for this case. It's Doe's 1-3 versus Hochul. It will have a huge impact on the healthcare workers in New York and in Maine, but also in other areas as well, because if a state that's hostile to religious freedom can simply pass a law and override the First Amendment, the Constitution, or federal law that grants you rights already, then the federal protections that we have are meaningless. So this is a huge case that goes far, far beyond the COVID situation in particular. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.